We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That means Brian Gulish is here from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And last we spoke 1 hour ago, we were at 94,590 meals. Where are we now, Brian?
I feel like Patrick Mahomes just took over the offensive play calling for this radiothon. We are at 147,480 meals.
Way over.
Holy
bird milk. A little high-powered offense there.
We just scored five touchdowns before the half.
What did I say? I was like, well, let's see, we had 94,000 last hour. We're gonna be over 110,000. Actually, we're over 145,000.
That's because we were giving away a round of golf with Zeiss and I. Although I think people may have wanted to avoid that because of my temper tantrums.
We've never played, but Paul and I have, and it is a fun experience when you golf with Mr. Zeiss.
Did you ever hear?
Yeah, I see Brian hit the ball.
Really?
Oh, he crushes it.
Are you a golfer from way back?
I sometimes wonder if I would have just stuck to golf in high school instead of contact sports. Not would I be on the PGA Tour, just my body would feel a lot better. But
can you get me on Oakmont or get me into a country club?
I can make a couple calls, but I think I'd be some of my favors up on Paul.
Yeah.
Where did you guys play, if I might ask?
No, we've had some good experiences. We played at Allegheny, right?
We played Allegheny, Stonewall.
Stonewall's great.
Old Stonewall, yeah.
But Allegheny, I think, is the one where I called a favor in.
We played at Treesdale, too.
Treesdale.
Him and I were in a scramble, so it was him, another guy that was very similar golfer to him, and another guy. So basically me, you know, just – and three really good golfers. Like, when I say really good, I mean really, really good. They hit the ball a mile, okay? And we, all four of us, played out of our minds. It was kind of a windy, you know, kind of a little bit of a wet day. We were minus 16, legitimately minus 16. I was like, there's no way anybody came close. We get in there, we finished second. The first team came in minus 21.
Okay. With PGA guys on it?
No. Hell no.
The irony is we ended up finding out who that was.
Yeah, we found out who it was. And
they cheated?
We've subsequently played with them, and we're like, we don't see minus 21 in that. come on, man. Come on. Listen, we were minus 16, and I think the next group behind us was like minus 12, which I've said to him, I don't know if anyone else is going to be under 10, but like there were holes where – between these three guys hitting the ball 320, 330, 340 yards, basically smashing the ball, we were like, it was basically driver pitching wedge almost every single hole.
Did you guys hear there's going to be a Caddyshack too?
We don't need.
Was there already a Caddyshack too? Then what's this Dan Patrick story?
I'm sure it'll be like.
Is it a Caddyshack 3?
It's not Caddyshack. It's Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Happy Gilmore 2.
On the social, yes. With Paige Spirani.
I need that. Yeah, Happy Gilmore is my favorite golf movie. You, Brian?
Actually, I like It's the Greatest Game Ever Played.
Have you seen that, Paul?
No.
That sounds
Francis We Met, right?
And Bagger Vance is really good too.
I like Caddyshack. The first one.
See, I'm not a Caddyshack guy, but I do like Happy Gilmore. But no, if you have not seen The Greatest Game Ever Played, Shia LaBeouf is the golfer who plays.
Francis We Met. Yep.
Yeah. Francis, we met. Is that the name of the movie or his name?
The golfer. He was like just a regular guy who I think was at the U.S. Open. He won like 100 years ago. And he had a kid caddying for him, literally like just a random kid that he found. Great story.
I'm not a big fan of Happy Gilmore. Is that the one where Adam Sandler's a hockey player or something?
Yeah, I love that movie. That's the way. But you like the Waste Management Open where you had drunks sliding into the bunkers.
Yes.
That's got a bit out of control lately. That's a bit much.
Listen.
Do they want to be LIV Golf? I mean, come on. LIV Golf has a little more decency than that event.
But that event, here's the thing, I'm telling you this much right now. The golfers acted like such babies. Like I said, Scott Norwood lines up at the Super Bowl, 47-yard field goal to win the Super Bowl. And guess what? He's got people screaming their heads off, throwing streamers in the air. He's got to try and focus and make the kick. These golfers are so soft.
You agree with that, Brian?
I think that...
Here's the thing, Brian.
They are catered to, but I also think that...
Wouldn't you like to see this? You're on 16th hole, it's a tie, you're tied for the lead of the friggin' Masters, and you got to make a big time shot with guys screaming now. Now you got to fuck. That would tell me who the real golfers are.
So then you do like Happy Gilmore, where they have the clowns.
Exactly. Why doesn't he like Happy Gilmore then?
Probably because I don't like Adam Sandler. He's the same character in every single movie. He's another guy I can't
stand. Did you like the movie Hustle? The basketball movie came out like 3 years ago with him.
No. Which one is that?
There's a couple of actual pros that are in it. Yeah. He takes this kid who's playing for, he's like on the streets in Serbia or somewhere, brings him over, gets him a tryout with, I think, the 76ers.
It's okay. It's okay.
Basketball, I thought you'd have liked that movie.
He's a hard guy to figure, Brian, if you've golfed with him.
I like basketball movies for the most part.
What's the greatest basketball movie? Hoosiers? I'll tell you what movie stunk.
Glory Road.
Glory Road's good.
The
Basketball Diaries, the book by Jim Carroll, is one of the greatest books ever written, in my not so humble opinion. The movie was horrific.
Basketball Diaries.
He Got Game?
I like He Got Game.
White Men Can't Jump.
White Men Can't Jump. That's a great movie.
When I'm on the couple sports, football, got to be Remember the Titans, right?
Remember the Titans is a good one.
I like that. I like Varsity Blues.
Yes.
North Dallas
Billy Bob,
40.
Billy Bob.
Varsity Blues is a great football. And how about Necessary Roughness with Kathy Ireland kicking as the kicker?
And what's the one with Al Pacino?
Any Given Sunday.
That's a great movie.
And then you've got The Program with Joe Kane.
That was the original.
Joe Kopp.
Joe Kane, right?
Yeah.
All right. Then how about the best baseball movie?
I can tell you which one is not.
What?
What's the stupid one where they're in the cornfield?
That's a great movie.
Build it and they can
Field
come.
Field of Dreams.
That is maybe the most overrated movie that has ever been made.
Okay, well,
That movie's terrible.
The Sandlot
is great.
But we're talking round ball here and on a baseball field. Softball, but women's baseball was A League of Their Own.
League of Their Own's a great movie.
Yes.
That's a very good movie. I love that. I really enjoy that movie.
You don't get sentimental at all about Field of Dreams?
No, I hate that movie.
No? James Earl Jones?
Bunch of ghosts come out of the cornfield. Who gives a rat's ass? I hate that movie. Kevin Costner.
Does the fan do a March Madness greatest sports movies ever? I think we should do that.
I'll tell you what I like.
John, can you arrange
that? Wait, how about...
That sounds like a great idea.
How about, Roy, are you going to be the greatest there ever was? The Natural.
That's an incredible movie. New York, Brian.
The Natural. That is a great baseball movie. And I'll tell you another one.
My friend Adam Brown was in that movie. They asked people to go sit in the stands at Old War Memorial Stadium, the rock pile, where he hits that, where Robert Redford hits that
Gary
legendary
Coleman?
Homer.
What was the one with Gary Coleman? The kid from left field. Did you ever see that? That's a good one. And how about the other one? Angels in the outfield.
Major League.
The original. I've always wondered what Forbes Field was like. And the original Angels in the Outfield was set at Forbes Field. It's the closest I've ever come to really seeing what that place was like.
And I think Slapshot was filmed.
Johnstown.
In Johnstown, right?
That's a good hockey movie.
It's the only hockey movie, pretty much.
It's great.
Is Strange Brew a hockey movie?
Well, there's been a couple.
Young Blood.
What did you say, Brian?
Oh, I said no. I was saying that Slapshot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Legendary.
Since we haven't talked about hockey.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. Boxing movies have been awesome. I'm not a boxing fan, but
the
there
Raging
are
Bull.
Great, great boxing movies.
It begins with the Raging Bull in the original Rocky.
The Champ is one of my favorite
the
movies
Champ is
ever.
A great
What's
movie.
The one with Christian Bale and he's training his brother? I forget.
I don't know, but I know the most overrated movie is not Field of Dreams. It's the one that won awards with Clint Eastwood. And the I think it, the woman boxer.
Oh,
Hillary, is that million
Hillary
dollar,
Swank?
Million dollar baby.
That movie sucked. Do you agree, Brian?
Never saw it.
It's okay. I mean, I agree with you. It's not everyone slobbered on themselves.
Oh,
I didn't
it won
it
all
that.
Kinds of awards.
I tell
for
you
what,
though. Can I tell you this? I love Rocky One.
Rocky One is by far the best.
Rocky Two, okay. Rocky Three. Gets silly.
Yeah.
For one thing, I was in the movie theater rooting for Mr. T because, so don't tell me Rocky's beating up Mr. T. So
who won?
Rocky, of course. The fourth one where he solves, the Cold War by beating up a guy.
See, okay. Rocky IV, I thought, was incredible.
But here's the thing about Rocky IV, okay?
You might as well just stay till 12:39,
Brian. Listen, here's the thing about Rocky IV, Brian. This guy allegedly is superhuman. And he punches 10 times harder than anybody else. And in that fight against Rocky, he lands, 50, 60, 70 straight to the headshots, and Rocky doesn't go down. I don't care who you are. If this guy punches 10 times harder than any other heavyweight, you're going down after about 4 of those shots.
Did you have Rock'em Sock'em Robots as a kid?
Wait, we hold up. I did, yes. I did, but wait. So then Rocky
It always broke.
Yeah, it did. Those
the one you get one punch and the guy's head's supposed to pop up, and the guy, his neck broke. Neck fell apart the first time I punched him.
And then you couldn't push him down. You're right. But wait. Rocky V is the one where he fights Tommy Morrison
Tommy
in the streets.
Gun.
He fights Tommy then, Maddox?
Yeah. No. Tommy Machine Gun, what's his name? Morrison. And then Rocky Balboa, he's 97 years old, and he gets back in the ring. So after that, it was like, okay, we can't put him in the ring anymore. So what are we going to do? We're going to start putting Apollo Creed's kid in the ring and they're on about, 4 of those now? Yeah. So
his kid then became a fighter?
Creed.
I lost track of Rocky after 2.
Creed.
Are you old enough to have been inspired by Rocky 1?
I wasn't inspired by Rocky One, but
you're not old enough. How old are you?
I'm 41.
Yeah, so when were you born?
But you still saw the movie.
When
of
were
course,
you
were growing
but
up.
But at 83. The time, you were drinking raw eggs with your milkshakes if you saw the movie, right, Paul?
Rocky, you were born in 1983.
I was.
So Rocky,
I was drunk that year.
7 years old.
Yeah.
The movie was 7 years old.
So, in interest of your time here, and I don't want to take up too much of it, since we're talking about Rockies.
He's not familiar
right?
with how
this
show
football.
Works, apparently.
What about,
by the way, by
what
the
about
way.
Joe Kingman, The Rock, baby?
Wait, hold up. Rocky III was made before this guy was born.
Wow.
How about that?
Let's go off the grid. Other sports movies.
I think we should play Hearts on Fire.
Days Brian of song? Thunder, when you want to talk about.
Brian's song.
Yes, and the caller sounded a lot like Ray Fittipaldi, although I cross-checked. It wasn't his number, but it could have been Ray song. Using another line.
Why is it so hot in here? Song. What does Crowley keep this thing on 75? Do you notice that?
Can you conjure up Hearts on Fire? So we can, in honor of us talking about Rocky movies, you know, the classic Rocky song,
yeah,
as we talk.
What were you going to say, Brian?
So, before you were talking about the Rockies and the wrestling.
Is there a wrestling movie out there?
There's several. Wrestling, The Wrestler.
The Wrestler.
With Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Cleverly titled The Wrestler.
But no, the Rock and all his movies, he played quarterback Joe Kingman in, was it The Tooth Fairy? What was that movie?
Here we go.
I thought he was going to play the Rocky, the
this
real
is,
Rocky
this
song.
This is Hearts on Fire, right?
This song sucks, Sean.
Hey, this is
get
the one
to the
get
real
you
Rocky
this
from
is,
the original.
No, this is the song. Wait, this is the song that Creed trains to, right? Right? You
this,
can't
this
hear.
This is a classic 80s montage
yes.
song for sure.
What song does Rocky punch out the steaks in the meat locker to?
That's
that
I think.
Sound right.
Eye of the Tiger?
Eye of the Tiger. That's Eye of the Tiger. Here we go. You don't like this song, Joe?
No,
this,
I
wait,
hate
wait.
It.
Here we
I...
go. Wait. We gotta get to the chorus. We'll get it.
Brian, do you
up.
Want to sing along with us, or you probably want
Ready?
To leave? Actually,
here we go. Hearts on fire, strong desire. Huh? That's how you do it.
I don't know yes. it. You sang well enough right there. Right. I could hear it in my head.
Hearts
playing
on
the actual song
fire.
In the movie.
Wait, the best is. You can buy the trunks that Apollo Creed wears in the fight. The United States flag one. They're called Hearts on Fire shorts. You can buy them online.
Do you have a pair?
I'm going to. I saw it yesterday. That's what made me think we got to play this.
Play the actual Rocky song for the winner, will you, Sean? Now this one. And if you go to Philly, you got to. Run up those steps.
Right.
Have you guys done that?
Donnie and I are going
there.
To Philly, by
them,
the way, for
the
WrestleMania.
Like this,
we are running up those steps.
Behind so
yes.
You can see.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The,
you get
the
photo. The
skyline is completely different. We were there
right.
in 2015 for a friend's wedding to where Rocky's in that photo on
oh,
the poster.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And the skyline's
yeah.
completely changed. It's unbelievable.
It's the greatest underdog story ever.
There we go.
There we go. Second to Rudy.
So what is your best sports movie of all time?
Field of Dreams. It really is.
You just ruined my day. How about you?
Remember the Titans.
This isn't the song either. It's the Rocky song.
He wants Eye of the Tiger, yeah, please.
No.
This is Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, this is Eye of the Tiger. He wants the actual Rocky song, you know?
Isn't there a famous
yes,
song
yes,
about
there
is. That Rocky one that
you
everybody
know,
knows?
The theme,
what is the problem
the
here?
The theme from Rocky. Come on, give us a theme from Rocky.
I'm pretty sure this is from Rocky.
No, it's the one, the song. Maybe I'm thinking of Star Wars.
How about No Easy Way Out? That's another one.
I have trouble keeping
Gonna
track.
Gonna Fly Now is what it's called.
This is not the song. You know the song I'm thinking of.
He's thinking of Gonna Fly Now is the name of the song.
It's
Come
a
on.
Certain distinct
Which,
rhythm.
By the way, here you go. Have a seat. Here's my best sports movie of all time. You ready?
What?
Rounders.
Yes, I was.
Rounders is a great movie.
And people say, is poker a sport?
It absolutely
I mean,
is.
It's really, it's really the greatest addiction movie of all time.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Yes.
The underdog story there. Michael, what was his name? Anyways.
Wait, that's with
Matt Damon.
Who's the other dude?
Edward
in that?
Norton.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
And John
movie.
Malkovich.
And do you yeah. know that
being John Malkovich? This is the one. This isn't Star Wars. It's Rocky.
You know the
right, Brian. This is yeah. This is it.
There we go.
Da-da-da-da-da.
This show is going completely off the rails, Brian. This should get people fired up to donate to Feed the Need.
It should.
Read the numbers.
It should. It's the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon to benefit the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Brian Gulish tells us, well, probably in the last half hour you've been here, we're up to 200,000, are we?
We're real close to 150.
150,000 meals provided. And here's the way that you can get in on the action. Remembering that even $1 provides three meals. The Metropolitan Window Company Online Donation Center, 937thefan.com. Text NEED to 50155 or call 412-663-5664. And we have our board of champions out there. You get your name up on that if you commit to $11 per month. And check this out. This hour, right up till the top of the hour, which is getting close here, you donate at least $50. You have a chance to win 8-man jam experience, dinner at Martirano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for 8-man jam. You ever played Can Jam, by the way, Brian?
I have not.
Paul, you must have at one of these tournaments that you go to. Somebody has the little, you throw a frisbee, it's got to go in the little slot. It looks like a mail slot.
Mm-hmm.
You got, Sean, have you ever played Can Jam?
I need to start, it sounds like.
Nobody's ever heard of Can Jam. What is going on here?
I only pay attention to Rocky and Star Wars.
Thank you, Brian, for visiting us. We'll talk to you at the 39 of the next hour.
See you soon.
All right, we'll see you.
We'll talk to you then. Hold on a second here. I had everything straight. Here we go. The 50-minute mark on the fan that we just blew past again, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jay Caulfield coming up. Top of the hour, talking about the Penguins, a big night at the arena tonight with the Jake Guentzel return. He has 12 points and is plus a lot since he got to Carolina, so he's pretty good, as we know. And will he come back this summer? That's an interesting question to consider. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Rain throughout the day and a high of 55.
With your fan headlines, this is Sean Myers. The Pirates prevailed in their final spring training contest yesterday, 4-3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Marco Gonzalez went 3 innings. Henry Davis with an RBI double. Pirates get the real season started in Miami against the Marlins Thursday at 4:10. Fan headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open for more. Check out 937thefan.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.